Friends, this year should be a special schus l'refuas Rav Mordechai ben Sara, Shimon ben Yehudis, Miriam bas Chaya, and also l'schus Rabbi Daron ben Yael. The Rambam in the first parak and third parak of Hilchos Ishus writes that Kedushei Kesef is midivrei sofrim. The Mefarshim already explain that even though Vade Kedushei Kesef is Dairaisa, but it's called Eino Mefurish B'Torah because it's learned from the Yud Gimel Midos, learned from Gzei Rishav or Mistama. There's an Afkamina Ladina, whether it's Dairaisa or Dirabanan, or whether it's learned from the Yud Gimel Midos or not. So even though he writes it's midivrei sofrim, the Mefarshim still learn that it's Dairaisa, just learned from the Yud Gimel Midos. Now, the Rambam writes in Paragimel that Kedushei Shtar, which is also learned from the Hekesh of V'yatzev Ha'isa, nevertheless, it's called Mefurish B'Torah, and he writes there that she's Miskadeshes B'Shtar Min HaTorah, Ho'el V'Gomer Megaresh, since it says V'Kosev La'Sefer Krisus, so too Gomer Machnis, so just like she's a Shtar makes her divorced, a Shtar also makes her married. So we have to understand, how is Kedushei Shtar any different than Kedushei Kesef? Kedushei Kesef we learn from Kicha Kicha, and that's called Eino Mefurish B'Torah, and Kedushei Shtar we learn from the Hekesh of Yatzev Ha'isa, and that's called Mefurish B'Torah. What's the difference? How can we distinguish between Shtar and Kesef? The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Shor HaSheni brings the Tshubas HaRamban, who was asked about this, and he writes that Be'emes we should say that Kedushei Shtar is also called Eino Mefurish B'Torah. Just like Kedushei Kesef, the only problem is there's a raya from the Gemara and Aftes, not like that, that it says Naramurasa Hechi Mishkachasla. Where do you find an instance of a Naramurasa if you hold that Kesef without Bia is not Kone? Because if you, the Gemara says that if it's there's just Kesef, then there's nothing. And if it's Kesef with Bia, so then she doesn't get Skil anymore. She gets Chenek, because there she has to be a Besula. So the Gemara wants to find an instance of Nara Murasa. So the Gemara established like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, B'Kedushei Shtar, that's how she's a Nara Murasa. That there's no Bi involved. And you just have Shtar, Shtar Holi Gorom Motzi, Gomer Machnitz, it's just like it divorces, it also marries. So it's Mefurish in the Gemara that the Shtar is called Mefurish B'Torah. Ad kan midivrei haramban. However, it's not mevor klal midivrei haramban. If he wants to say that nara murasa, we learn from nara murasa, we learn that kedushei shtar is effective, and therefore it's called mefurish b'torah, like the Lecha Mishnah writes in Hilchos, the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, because since the only case of nara murasa can be with kedushei shtar, so then kedushei shtar is called mefurish b'torah, and that's only lefi the havamina. That Kedushei Kesef Lechud doesn't finish without Bia. But Lefi the Maskana, we can establish the Din of Namarasa Kipshuto, B'Kedushei Kesef, and also B'Kedushei Shtar. It doesn't say Shtar there, so Maishna Shtar Mikesef. In the end, we know that you don't need both Kenyan, you only need one Kenyan. And also, Lefi the Havamina, that the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that Shtar is different than Kesef because you learn from V'yatze V'haisa. Machmas Ehekesh Legerishin. That it's Gomer below Bia, so this is also learned from a Hekesh, and this Hekesh is not Mefurish B'Torah. And Mashmos Lashon Shuvas HaRambam is that Misugis HaGemara, it's Mochach to say that Kedushei Shtar is Mefurish B'Torah. But Sof Lon is Bar Klum, how's Shtar any different than Kesef? Where do you see Shtar more Mefurish B'Torah than Kesef? And the Rambam writes in the third parak that Lahedia, that Kedushei Shtar we learn Ho'el Gomer or Megarish Gomer or Machnitz, and it's from a Hekesh. And he doesn't even say that you learn from Nara Murasa. So you see, it's just a Hekesh alone. So don't tell me because Nara Murasa is Mefurish, the only way to do Nara Murasa is through Shtar. The Rambam says it's not it. It's not about Nara Murasa. It's learned from, it's Shtar is learned from Get. So but it's also a Hekesh. So how is Kedushei Shtar any more Mefurish than Kedushei Kesef at Tzarechi? And Agoin Agodol, Rabbi Ari Leib Malin Zitzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir, answered as follows, that the Iker Hekesh of Yatzav HaHaisa, we have the following Chakira to make. Is it just a Yalfusa, that a Din Shtar is effective for Kedushin, just like the Gzei Rishav of Kicha Kicha, that we learn a Kesef is Kenyan Kedushin, so too we learn from the Hekesh, that Shtar is a Kenyan of Kedushin, or no? Is it more broad, that the Hekesh of Yatzav HaHaisa is a Hekesh Kloli, that we're Makesh Kol Chalos Kedushin LeGerishin, whatever works for Gerishin also works for Kedushin. So what's shot in this Gzei Rishava of Yatzav HaHaisa? So in the Gemara we have a Shaila Shtar Kedushin that was written Shelo Lishma. What's the din? Are we Makesh Havai Liyitzi and therefore it's no good, just like a Shtar Gerishin Shelo Lishma is no good, so to a Shtar Kedushin? Oh Dilma, no, maybe no. Maybe Havayos Lahadadi Makshinon, and you equate Havayos getting married to each other, and you don't need Lishma. So Like you don't need lishma in the other ways of marriage, you also don't need lishma when it comes to the shtar. So baser debaya other pashtu, the Gemara answers no v'yatzev v'haisa. Rashi says that whatever works for the shtar b'kedushin also is learned from gerushin, and therefore it has to be lishma. So it's seen that that's the shaila of the Gemara. Is it just a yalfusa al inyan shtar demoil b'kedushin? Are we just learning a din that a shtar works for kedushin, but it's not muchruch that this shtar is going to be equal to get b'chol dinav? And then the only way it's going to be equated l'chol dinav is if we come onto the hekesh of yatzav ha'isa. But then the Gemara says, you already want to be in the world of hekesh, then maybe makshin and havayos lahadadi. And the Gemara's conclusion is that that's more powerful. That not pshat that you just learn the inyan of shtar, but that the hekesh of v'yatzav v'haisa is stronger than makshin and havayos lahadadi, and you do need the lishma. Now, again, originally we thought it's just maybe learning din shtar, that you possibly you could learn din shtar just like you need a shtar gerushin works, so to shtar kedushin works. But then, and that we have a problem, they don't have all the same dinim. Who says that lishma applies? Just the etzim shtar. Elama, you have to come on to the hekesh, and that's how the Gemara concludes, that you stick with the hekesh of yatzav ha'isa. And in that, if that's the case, then shtar kedushin is the same as shtar gerushin l'chol mili, and that's what the hekesh is. The hekesh tells us that kedushin and gerushin is zel bezach, just like by kedushin gerushin you need lishma so to kedushin, but it's really the same din. Now it would seem pashut that zeh gufa, if the shtar is mefurish b'tara, is totally in this chakira, that if we say the alfus of the hekesh is on the din kinyan shtar, that it's moel b'kedushin, that's considered ainu mefurish b'tara. Because then it's just a hekesh. It's a hekesh that a shtar works by kedushin. Shtar also works by gerushin. A star works by gerushin, and it also works for kedushin. That's considered einu mefurish b'tara. But if we say that the hekesh is from kedushin to gerushin, that kedushin is the same as gerushin b'chol dinav linyan kinyana, and memela, whatever works for the chalos gerushin also works to make kedushin. So that this is the chiddush of this shir of Rabbi Ari Leib Malin. That's called mefurish b'tara. If you just learn shtar works by gerushin, so shtar also works by kedushin, then shtar by kedushin is not considered mefurish b'tara. But if you learn that whatever works for the chalos gerushin also works for the chalos kedushin, that is considered now mefurish b'tara. Kamo l'mashal, avodim b'niknim b'kesef, that we learn that of their hukshu l'karkos. So that's considered mefurish b'torah, because the hekesh is not a yafusa on the din kesef b'avodim. It's not just a local limud that there's kesef b'avodim, but it's a hekesh telling you that avodim equals karka. Avodim have a din karka, and the mela kesef helps. So if we, the moment we equate kedushin and gerushin, we're saying that kedushin have the same laws as gerushin. Works for gerushin, works for kedushin. So when it says explicitly in the Torah that you can do gerushin with a shtar, it's also saying explicitly in the Torah you can do kedushin with a shtar. So really what we're learning here is that there are two different types of hekesh. There's a hekesh on a specific law, and then there's a broader hekesh. So there's broader hekesh where A is derived from B, that A goes into the category of B. It's the same as B, so that's already considered mefurish b'Torah. That's the chiddush, which I think one might be able to argue with. Al Kapanim, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says, Ho, the Gomer Amotzi, Gomer Amachnis. So that's all. Only if we say that the Hekesh is from Kiddushin in general to Gerushin in general. But if the Hekesh is just the Yalfus al Din Shtar and nothing else, so how can we learn from Gerishin that Shtar should be Kona without Bia. Right now we're holding that without Bia you can't do any Kenyan Kiddushin. So even though you learn Kenyan Shtar be Kiddushin mi Gerishin, but Haikadino va Haikadino, by Kiddushin without Bia Segaitnish, and by Gerishin then it's obviously without Bia. But you can't say that it's without Bia if you're just learning a specific Din of Shtar. And therefore you're right, Shtar would work by Kiddushin, but it's a maschil, it's not a gomer, because there's still bia to come. How can you learn from Gerishin? So Vadai, Nachum Rei Yitzchak wanted to say that Mishum Dezeo Gufa Yelfusa, that whatever works for Gerishin is also working for Kiddushin, because the Hekesh is not the Din Shtar, but rather it's all of Kiddushin to Gerishin. And therefore, just like there, by Gerishin it's Gomer Moitzi, by Kiddushin it's Gomer Machnis. And that would explain then why Gerishin is considered Kedushin B'Shtar, Kedushe Shtar is considered Mefurish B'Torah, that it's considered Mefurish B'Torah, because once we equate it to Gerishin, now it has the status of, it's like Gerishin. Whatever works for Gerishin works for Kedushin. And Memelef, it's Mefurish by Gerishin. And you can use a Shtar, that means also Mefurish by Kedushin, you can use a Shtar. And unlike if we would just be learning the Din Shtar, and not that Gerishin equals Kiddushin, but that just like you can use a Shtar by Gerishin, you can also use a Shtar by Kiddushin. That's just a Hekesh. That's a much weaker Hekesh. And there, that's not considered Mefurish B'Torah. The Hekesh works, but that's not considered Mefurish B'Torah. But now that we prove two things, we prove that the limud of Hova Gomer Amotzi, Gomer Amachnis is that it's Gomer Amachnis by itself. It has to be, because and if it's Gomer Mach, because you don't need the Bia. And therefore when it's learned from Gerishin, it means that it's a complete Lima from Gerishin, not just on the Din Shtar. But that just like Gerishin's without Bia, the Kedushin's also without Bia. We also show that if it's in put into a different category, that for example when Avadim or Hukish Lekarkovs, we said now they've been Karkas, so whatever it says about Karkas is like Mefurish by Avadim. So to hear whatever it says about Gerishin is like it's Mefurish by Kedushin, and therefore Shtar is considered Mefurish by Gerishin, by Kedushin, unlike Kesef where it's just a Hekesh. And with that we will conclude and bless ourselves that we should be Zocha L'Modu L'Amed L'Shmor V'Lasil, so the Kaim is called Divrei Salma Torah, so V'Yahava, Amen, V'Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.